Delight. I'm Math Minh Thung Gu. I'm so delighted to share with you about this amazing ancient wisdom and practice of wisdom healing Qigong. I discovered wisdom healing Qigong 30 years ago and healed myself from asthma, sclerosis conditions with wisdom healing Qigong practice. But more importantly, I discovered the potential, the new way of life for health and happiness and deeper spiritual fulfillment, and discover my essence, my purpose for this life. So I'm so delighted to share with you a little bit of the context, what is wisdom healing Qigong, but also invite you to join me for some practice of movement, sound, and meditation together. So wisdom in this case means beyond the knowledge, beyond the information, and directly this process of knowing what is the nature of life, nature of health, nature of ourself. And the wisdom is also about connecting with energy of the universe directly, the source of creation, source of life. And wisdom is also about the big perspective, beyond our story, beyond what we know even, what is possible. So when we see the big picture of life, we experience greater possibility, greater connection, greater capacity to co-create our own life with the universe together, more consciously, more lovingly, more beneficially. So healing is one of the outcome of the wisdom. By connecting with energy, cultivating the energy consciously, you're generating not only healing, but also optimum health. So Qigong is a very ancient tradition, come out of China, more than 5,000 years of ancient history, and yet has been kept secretive until 50, 60 years ago, even in China. So it's about cultivating energy. So qi means energy. This is acknowledgement of all life, all existence is made of invisible energy, including this visible physical body, physical phenomena all around you is made of invisible energy. And same time, there's infinite energy in the universe. There's no vacuum space. It's full of energy, creative energy. So more than actually 96% of the universe is invisible energy, according to the new discovery of quantum physics. And that is really validating the ancient wisdom. The ancient wise people know that more than the physical existence, it's called spiritual dimension. But in China, we call the energy dimension. Not only the energy dimension existing, but you have a capacity to access the energy dimension and cultivating the energy for the benefit of life in general, for human being to realize the greater potential, the full potential of realization. So wisdom healing Qigong is about cultivating, awakening to this wisdom of connecting with energy. Slow the practice, you can realize your full potential as a human being, including spiritual awakening. So as a result, practical benefit is healing, is optimum health. So there are three steps for you to awakening the energy and realizing healing as well, optimum health in any stage of your life. First step is the most important step, is connecting with your own body, acknowledging Yeah, this is your own body. It's your own body. That's the only body you have. You have more access to your own body than anyone else, than your doctor, than your parents, than any healers, than anyone else. You have a direct access to your own body inside of you. And this body is more than just biochemical machine. Yeah. Deep inside of your body, yeah. Not only is it a miracle of life, creation of life, but the subtle energy dimension inside of you. Yeah. And this energy body carries all the history of your life, all history of life. Yeah. It's not something other than you. It's the embodiment of your essence, embodiment of your life. Yeah. So that's the first step, is again, connecting with your body, returning to your body as your home, and continuously discovering what is true inside of your body. So beyond story, beyond concept, beyond diagnosis even, yeah. Beyond any assumption, you can discover what is true inside of your body. You can discover layers of truth inside of you. In the beginning, you come back to this body, you may feel pain, discomfort, and you know, even symptom, disease, even, you know, stressful emotion in the body and so on, as a result of your history, as a result of life, yeah, especially stress, yeah, inside of your body, from all these years of life, yeah. So that's the first discovery. We learn to embrace all sensation, feeling, yeah, inside of you, comfortable, uncomfortable. Yeah. Then you continuously discover, yeah, the deeper layer, yeah, of your body. Yeah. The energy, the two patterns inside of your body. One is uncomfortable, another is comfortable. The expression of the energetic condition inside of your body. One is open, yeah, flowing freely. Another is contracted, stagnated, the energy is blocked, not flowing well. Yeah. So there's two patterns, contraction, openness, stagnation, and flowing. Then you go deeper, even further, yeah, discovering the deeper truth of energy. The essence of energy is power. The essence of energy is joy. The essence of energy is flow, is creativity. The essence energy is love, nourishment. So you're awakening the essence of your energy, you're connecting with energy in that deeper level of essence, allowing all dimensions of energy, awakening to the essence, awakening to the wholeness. So in this process, yeah, you're naturally, yeah, improving your health in all dimensions. Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. So the practice, yeah, is slow movement, yeah, awakening, opening this energy body, slow sound vibration, deeply accessing the energy of your five organ system, especially the emotional dimension associating your five organ system, and slow meditation, slow your powerful mind, yeah, not only calming your mind, but consciously, intentionally accessing the energy inside of you, the energy of the universe around you. So slow this process, you access the wholeness of your body, yeah, beyond this physical dimension, beyond normal perception of the body as biological machine, as something, you know, just physical, something is separate from your mind, separate from your spirit. So the second step is connecting with the energy of the universe, recognizing beyond the physical dimension of existence based on the physical perception. When see everything just physical, then you're experiencing limitation, separation of the physical phenomena. When you open your mind beyond the physical perception, connecting with the energetic dimension of the whole universe, the energy, you're realizing energy has no boundary, energy has no limitation, energy has no concept. Energy is the source of creation, source of intelligence, source of oneness. So slow the practice, especially visualizing the infinite energy all around you, beneath you, above you, and deep inside of you. Then slow the movement. You bring this energy, slow intention, concentration, and movement, gentle movement. You bring this energy of the universe deep inside of you, into your body, into your brain, into your organ, into deeper dimension of yourselves. And so using the source energy as the source of life, to nourishing the life deep inside of your body. So that is the second dimension, or second step for healing, for optimum health. And so experience this deeper nourishment from the universe, beyond the energetic the energy you take in, slow food, slow, or other kind of physical sources, resources. You are tapping to invisible energy. You're expanding the resources for your life, for healing, for health overall. So that's the second step. And the third step is continuously cultivating the awareness of your energy body and realizing the third pattern, conditioned by life, by your own history, how we living our life, how we thinking, how we feeling about life, how we moving or not, even our posture, including the environment, continuously conditioning the energy inside of our body. So there's limiting pattern, limiting conditioning inside of us. As I mentioned, one pattern is contraction. That is limiting pattern. When the energy is contracted, then life is compromised. The physical function of the body is limited, compromised. The emotion of your heart, even your five organ system, is compromised, is limited. So even the function of the mind, the function of the brain, is limited, compromised. So the practice of wisdom healing Qigong is about continuously not only awakening the energy, connecting with the energy around you, but also changing the energy pattern inside of you from contraction to open, from stagnation to flow, from disconnection to connection with wholeness again. So all the practice, movement, sound, meditation, allow you to do that. So with that said, let's practice some movement first. So I'd like to invite you just standing up and make sure you have enough room at home in front of the screen, and then you can follow this movement very, very gentle movement. And so let's start in standing comfortably with your feet about shoulder width comfortably. So again, relax yourself. Feet about shoulder width. And squatting down to a comfortable position. And put your left hands on your low back. Then using the right hand, start to move and keep your palm facing up continuously. Allow your hands, your wrist, elbow, your shoulder joints continuously rotating and twisting. Slowly, mindfully, you can visually follow, making the best effort. Allow your body to move continuously. Again, twisting your wrist, elbow, shoulder joints, the entire arm continuously moving, twisting. So this continuous movement allow you to release any stress, tension, blockages inside of your hands, joints, muscle, tissues, and the subtle energy channels inside of your arm, which is connecting your shoulder, connecting your five organ system, connecting your brain. So again, deeply you're releasing the tension, releasing the stress. Allow your arm, allow your shoulder, allow your entire body to move. Now slow down the movement and switch in to your left side continuously. Palm facing up, again rotating your wrist, elbow, shoulder joints continuously, slowly, mindfully, internally twisting. Slowly, continuously embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body, continuously making the best effort, allowing your body to move, allowing your hands, arms, entire arms moving, twisting. Energy, just like a traffic. When traffic is moving, you naturally feel good. When the traffic stops, you feel stuck. So you want to keep the energy moving, keeping the life force moving inside of your body. And naturally, the physical movement allows you to initiate the movement, the subtle energy movement, the movement of life inside of you. Now slow down continuously into your right side again. This time you can allow your body squatting down further. Allow your weight follow the hands naturally. You don't need to think too much, just simply follow. Simply allow your body to move. Noticing this movement, not only your hands, your arm, also initiating the movement of your shoulder, your spine, your hip, even your leg, yeah, continuously moving. And feel your leg grounded to the earth, deeply grounded to the earth, yeah, like plugging into the power of the earth beneath you. Now slowly slow down the movement. Again, switching to your left side again, continuously rotating, twisting, opening, flowing. Allowing entire body follow the movement of your hands. And this movement is called dragon arm. You're awakening the dragon inside of you. The energy dragon inside of you. Think of your hands as a dragon head initiating the movement. Then the rest of the body follow. Now slow down the movement. Massaging your low back. Now we're going to moving your body slowly while you're standing up, releasing your hand to the side, slowly lifting your hands upward. 10 palms facing up, moving up slowly, mindfully, and noticing, embracing all the sensation, feeling of your hands, arms, shoulders, entire body. Lifting your arms up as much as you can, 10 palms facing down, diagonally. Now opening the elbow to the side, tucking your chin, relaxing your shoulders down, down. Continuously relaxing, relaxing. Noticing the sensation, feeling inside of you. Now slowly move your hands down, gathering the subtle energy to deeper dimensions of your brain, deeper dimension of your throat, chest, stomach, lower abdomen, pelvic size, knees, legs, and feet. Relaxing, noticing. Now with your eyes gently closed, take a moment noticing, embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of you. Now continuously move your hands arm upward in front of you diagonally, imagining, visualizing ocean of light all around you. Slowly moving upward. Feel your arm floating in the ocean of light continuously in front of you, opening above you, connecting with the infinite energy of the universe above you, ocean of light above you, 10 palms facing down diagonally, opening the elbow to the side, relaxing your entire body, playfully imagining, visualizing your entire body as body of light, your arm as light, your entire torso as light, your leg as light. And slowly move your hands down, gathering down deeper and deeper, imagining, visualizing the light inside your brain, the pure light, spiritual light, permeating down into your throat, into your chest, stomach, lower abdomen, pelvic, thighs, knees, leg, and feet. Feeling entire body as body of light between the heaven and earth. And slowly open your hand forward, hugging forward in the ocean of light, expanding to the horizon, slowly gathering to this room in the ocean of light, gathering inwardly, deeper and deeper towards your navel, hands on top of your navel, inwardly centering. The center of entire energy body, the dantian inside of your body. Continuously relaxing, inwardly noticing. Inwardly embracing all sensation, feeling inside of you. Feeling a deeper sense of aliveness, deeper sense of lightness, deeper sense of connection. And slowly open your hand, feeling your leg, feeling the presence of the earth beneath you, and gently, softly open your eyes slowly. With the connection of your body, slowly moving your body, softly, freely. Going to transition back to your sitting position. Continue to come back to your comfortable position again. So invite you, continue connecting with your body. We're going to do some sound practice, yeah, slow vibration, accessing the energy inside of your body, especially the energy of your five organ system. We're going to focus on the heart. So placing your hands on top of your chest comfortably. Now gently close your eyes. Continuously embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body, the sensation, feeling inside of your chest. It can all reach in your heart. All dimension of your heart, the physical, the emotional, the mental, spiritual dimensions of your heart. Allowing the sound, awakening the energy of your heart, slow the vibration. And the physical, the first sound, awakening the physical dimension of your heart. You can listen in first, then making the best effort together. So the first sound for the heart like this. Shin. And noticing, embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of you. Now making the sound with your own best effort, the shin sound, breathing deeply into your chest. Shin. Breathing deeply into your chest. Shin. Relaxing, noticing. And deeply embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your body, both comfortable and uncomfortable. allowing the energy of your heart, awakening deeper, opening deeper. More the energy of your heart open, more you experience the joy, the love inside of you. The second sound activating the emotional dimension of your heart, and the sound like this. Xiang. The Xiang sound, opening the serenity of your heart from deep within to the energy space all around you. You can open your hands when you chant in the sound with your own best effort. So breathe in deeply into your chest. Xiang. Breathe in to your chest. Xiang. Breathe into your chest. Relaxing, noticing, embracing all the sensation, feeling inside of your chest, a deeper sense of aliveness, deeper sense of openness. You may feel warmness of your heart, a deeper sense of joy, connection. And the third sound, awakening the mental, spiritual dimensions of your heart, the wisdom of your heart, by connecting the energy of your heart with the energy of your brain. And the sound like this. From Xin to N. When you're making the N sound at the end, you can lift in your tongues upward, allowing the energy of your heart moving up to the brain, connecting the brain, the heart energetically. You can also move in your hands between the heart and the brain when you're making the sounds together with your own best effort. Breathe into your chest. Xin. Breathe into your chest. Time, breathe into your chest. Xin. Relaxing, noticing. Continuously embracing. All the sensation feeling inside of your chest. Allowing the pure energy of your Bikharam continuously awakening, opening, connecting. Connecting with the pure energy, all the Bikharas in this community. The energy of love, the energy of joy, the energy of deep connection. Feeling honoring the shared purpose of healing, awakening of our self. Healing, awakening of each other. Healing, awakening of all sentient beings. And slowly open your hand to your comfortable position. Continuously relaxing, noticing. With a pure awareness, pure connection. Pure intention. Simply relaxing, allowing. Pure energy. Pure essence. Pure wisdom, awareness, pure loving kindness, pure compassion, pure vibration, pure movement. Pure blood flowing deeper and deeper. Naturally nourishing. Naturally harmonizing. All life within you. All dimension of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, wholeness within you. With a gentle inner smile, feeling your body, appreciating your body, slowly moving your body freely. Whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes slowly, slowly. Howla, howla, howla means all is well. Getting better, all is well in the oneness of energy of the universe, and getting better, all dimensions of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual awakening to the oneness. So that is the blessing. This is also the summary of what is wisdom healing Qigong. Yeah. It's about awakening to the oneness of energy, about awakening the optimum function, the essence of the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual as human being, and realizing the full potential. So as a result, as a benefit, is healing and upgrading your health in all dimensions of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Yeah. And people asking me, you know, what is the cause of my disease? What is the cause of my problem of life and suffering in general? You know, my answer is very simple. Everything in your life, your whole history, not only the personal history, but also the collective history of humanity, is continuously affecting you, have been affecting you. Yeah. So everything you're experiencing right now, yeah, the function of your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, is a result of your whole history, both personal, intergenerational, as well collective. So what have happened in the past cannot be changed. What is happening right now around you, you don't have a lot of control. You cannot change what's happening right now, neither. But what you can change is what's inside of you. It's what's inside of your body. The energy condition inside of you continuously affecting, determining, yeah, all experience of yourself as human being. So when you go into your body, yeah, then you discover you can change the energy, slow this practice. And the practice is simple, yeah, including the movement, awakening, opening the energy, shifting, yeah, the stressful, limited energy condition to openness, to the flow, to aliveness again. Yeah. And slow the sound, the vibration. You're accessing the energy of your brain, the energy of your five organ system, and deeply accessing the subconscious dimension of your energy body, including the emotional dimension. So you're also shifting again from limiting pattern of contraction to openness, from stagnation to flow again, from disconnection to openness again. And slow meditation, yeah, you're consciously connecting with energy, deeper dimension of your body, deeper dimension of energy inside of you, connecting with the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe. Yeah. You're opening to greater connection, greater oneness again. So slow this practice. Yeah. You can access, yeah, the energy function, I mean the energy power, as well the energy function. The energy function. The energy function is nourishment, nourishing of light. The energy is power, power of life. So more energy flowing, more you experience, yeah, greater health, optimum health and healing. Yeah. More energy is opening, you experience more joy, more love. The energy of your heart naturally extending out, connecting with life around you. So more energy is connecting. Naturally, you experience wisdom, experience fulfillment, connection of life. Yeah. So that is the wisdom, healing Qigong. That's the essence. You're cultivating the capacity in all dimensions of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and realizing your full potential as a human being. So deeply is about healing as well awakening. And they are inseparable. They're inseparable. So, and just to summarize again, the three step, yeah. First, most important is connecting with your own body. You're shifting from disconnection to connection with your own body, returning your body as your home. And the second step is connecting with the subtle energy, invisible energy of the universe all around you, bring that energy to nourish life inside of you. It's empowerment, it's the nourishment, it's a deeper connection, cultivation. Slow movement, slow sound, slow meditation. So the third is become more aware of limiting pattern inside of your energy body. Slow this practice. You're shifting the limiting pattern from contraction to openness, from stagnation to flow, from disconnection to connection of wholeness. So that's the three step. And so the deeper dimension is about realizing your full potential as a human being. So especially in this giving time, yeah, in this amazing, powerful, profound, and also challenging time of human history, it's also best opportunity for healing, for awakening. So I'm so grateful able to share this gift with you, and I'd like to share more resources available for you. If I can support you in any way, I'll be most grateful. So that's the information of some free resources I'm delighted to share with you. And feel free to reach to us, thechicenter.com. And we're here to share and to help, to support, and also really share this gift of life together. So blessing, blessing.